You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. So how are we doing in observing and living out the greatest and the first commandment? A good point of examination of conscience. And this is a good gospel to have today on the memorial of St. Bernard because of his discourses on the love of God. And one of the most famous phrases that St. Bernard has is that the measure of our love for God should be to love him without measure. Now, the problem with that, of course, is that we are finite creatures with limitations, and so we can strive to equal the love of God. And he mentions this again in one of his commentaries. He says, "Of all the movements, sensations, and feelings of the soul, love is the only one in which the creature can respond to the Creator and make some sort of similar return, however unequal though it be." Right? It's always going to be unequal. "For the soul cannot match stride for stride with her giant, any more than she can vie with honey for sweetness, rival the lamb for gentleness, show herself as white as the lily, burn as bright as the sun, be equal in love with him who is love." Right? That's what the scripture teaches us, that God is love. "No, it is true that the creature loves less because she is less. But if she loves with her whole being, nothing is lacking where everything is given." And that's what this first commandment asks of us, simply to give what we can, to give back to God everything that he has given us, everything that he has made us, all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.